Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Hi, folks. I'm very concerned. I just saw my colleague here, Sean, looking on his phone, and it said 10 essential elements for your charcuterie board. What have you become?
Oh, I was told so you guys funny. Had a pickle charcuterie, and I said, oh, what else did you have? And it was pickles and crackers, and I'm like, pickles and crackers is not a charcuterie.
Yeah, I think so it is.
That's just pickles. It's pickles and crackers.
It's definitely
no meat
a
or cheese.
We
no,
had to,
it's
we
not
had to make it sound fancy.
Yeah.
Real men don't do charcuterie. All right, we're going to stay on this.
No,
this.
Well, no, don't be into that. I love a good charcuterie.
See, thank you, Sean.
But also, just pickles is not a charcuterie.
Welcome to our podcast. We do this live on streaming every Friday from 8:30 till 9:00. And then this is available as a beautiful, viable, audible podcast every Monday. Right, Sean? He's the guy that does all the work.
For your ride to work, mowing the lawn.
You're folding socks. Who doesn't fold socks?
I don't fold socks. I match socks.
You fold socks? Yeah. You
don't
roll
fold
them up?
Them.
I fold them into a little package.
I do them all.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, whatever you do, you can listen to this on Monday. So let's start it going. Who's our, I think Sean has to
Sean
go first.
Sean
yes, he hasn't joined us in a while.
Weeks, right?
We've been missing Sean because he has a dry sarcasm.
It's the dry sarcasm.
Did you give Don a heads up that I was going to be on?
Well, the thing with Sean is he's not a fake TV personality like the rest of us.
Oh, that's
true. So you
true.
Get the real deal from him.
That's
you know?
True.
That's what I
Which
love
is nice.
Sean. Yeah, very nice to see.
I don't know that this is true, but I'll ask anyway. All right. This is from Kim from Goldsboro or Gouldsboro. Why do most, if not all, WNEP meteorologists love the super long dry stretches of weather and drought-like conditions we have been experiencing? Rain is a good thing, and lack of rain is not good or fantastic or wonderful.
Well,
oh, good question.
I think everybody knows the answer to that. We get excited when it's dry and sunny. No one likes rain. It has to happen, but no one really wants a rainy day.
You look forward to it. Yeah.
It's almost like if you ask doctors, they want everyone to be healthy, but they know deep down inside they need some sick people or they're not going to be in business.
That's true, you know, I suppose.
So, yeah, I mean, I want rain. I want precipitation to balance out our aquifers and our reservoirs, but everyone likes sunny, dry
weather. But she's got a point. Today you said, oh, we were like day 8 of a 12-day dry stretch. It's so wonderful.
What I'm saying.
Yes.
Well, that would be like a doctor again saying, I haven't had patients all day. This is great. It's awesome. No one's sick. Even though he knows.
He wants to do an open heart.
It's your livelihood. It's your livelihood.
He's got to make some money, right?
Yeah, so I'm not going to be excited about clouds and rain and storms, but we need it. I get that.
But is it a drought? Actually, how
no, we're
like
not.
How below average are we?
So if we were in a severe drought, then I wouldn't put on the happy face as much. I'd be like, folks, it's getting dire out there. We need some rain. But we're not there yet.
I do feel like, am I completely crazy? Is the lack of rain affecting our color of our trees, of our leaves?
So you're going to have to go to the foresters
for
that specific answer. But I know when there's drought and any vegetation is in peril, they sometimes give up and say, okay, I'm
I
done
think
here.
I've seen trees,
yeah, trees
just let their leaves
go.
Fall
yeah,
they're and
saying,
they're just brown.
They're not really changing first.
Yeah, they're not changing sort of first. And that's really making me sad.
Crisp mornings and sunny afternoons with periodic rain is best for foliage. I know that. So now
we need rain.
We haven't had rain. It's been abnormally warm. So it's not good for the foliage. But I still think it looks great. Smells great. You've been in the woods. I've been in the woods. I love it.
I know, but I need more color. That's my own.
Go to Vermont, visit your daughter this weekend, and all will be well.
But I've heard it's not great there either.
Yeah. The entire Northeast has been dry, so that's part of what's happening here. But
is it your turn, Joe? Is it your turn? We're going clockwise, dude.
Oh, we're going clockwise.
We can't go counterclockwise because I get so confused.
What if we were in the Southern Hemisphere? Would you go counterclockwise?
Well, whatever.
Keep in mind, folks, these questions, we don't preview them, and they come from you. So brownbag@WNEP.com. brownbag@WNEP.com. You want to get some questions in that make this guy uncomfortable. That's what you want.
Good luck with that.
Or Carrie.
Yeah, right.
You want to make Carrie uncomfortable.
Yeah, you got to make me uncomfortable.
All right. If any items are still left in the POL, Pennsylvania Outdoor Life Cabin, why not auction them off for Gojo? Did we have this one before? That would be awesome. I bet it would be popular with the show. For 43 years, viewers would love a piece of that history.
I think we had something similar.
Oh, wait. The podcast is awesome and enjoy listening to the stories along with your questions. Thank you for putting it in, Suzanne Jarrett, Sayre, PA. Sayre. So she loves the podcast.
Nice.
Does anyone know what's happening to all the stuff in the POL cabin?
Well, Don Jacobs is still living there, so we don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of it was kind of on loan or given to us by people.
A lot and of the hunters
I believe
and outdoors,
but... a lot of it made it back to their rightful owner, at least, or like DCNR and places like that for like educational stuff. So it,
Have you?
It's not just like in a dumpster. It, you know, it found a home.
Did anyone here look at the cabin? I don't think I've seen it since.
I have not been in there.
No. I haven't been in there.
We should go investigate.
There's a do not disturb sign, I think.
Is there on it?
Yeah.
Is there really?
Okay.
I totally believed you. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's funny, though. So that show, 40 plus years, was loved by so many, and it was discontinued just in the last few months. So,
and you can see, but you can see POL Classics.
Here we go.
Sundays at 6:30 on WNEP Plus, classic episodes of Pennsylvania Outdoor Life.
And am I correct? Right now on this streaming channel, if you look at the bottom, you'll see all those tabs. Can't you watch POL right now?
If you go to shows, you can see episodes,
Yeah, so you can watch anything. You can get your POL fix right now. And my mother-in-law suggested that I tell you this, when she heard that the show was being canceled, she said, oh, you should see if they'll let you have the cabin and you can take it and put it in your yard.
You're going to put the cabin in your yard.
So I said,
is that for your mother-in-law to stay in?
Not like that. It's actually a fairly large building with,
it would fit in your yard.
With heavy architecture. And no, it's not the kind of thing I can just put on a truck and take home.
Sure it is.
It is?
Yeah. They move whole houses.
Yeah, they do.
We could do a whole documentary about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I am just, it is owned officially by corporate overlords. And I can't just say
you can't just take it. Yeah, that's true.
And those people are mean and nasty.
Carrie, I think it's your turn.
Ooh.
Ooh. So earlier during the plus, we were saying we hope that she gets something very embarrassing, something awkward.
Wait, what's
that? One's very neatly folded. What is that?
There's no folded ones up. Did you sneak this thing in there?
No, that came out with this one. I don't know.
All right, this could be interesting. Let's see what we got.
Wait,
you don't like that one?
I'm just saying which is better.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how that folded went. Oh,
I like this one.
Who's the CR?
I'll do this one next. How about that?
Okay, you get to do two in a row if you want.
Are there any song or songs you listen to that you'd be embarrassed to let anyone hear you listening to? The CR.
Who's the CR?
So CR is just a person out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. CR.
CR.
We don't ask, Mindy. So.
I'd need to know. Who
Carrie,
is that?
Because I think I have a lot.
Well, I sometimes listen to Taylor Swift in my car. But I don't tell my boyfriend that because he doesn't like Taylor Swift.
This could be a topic right now.
Yes.
Since today her album is coming out.
Right.
This is as clear and concise as many male-female divisions. She is very annoying. She is very dramatic and emotional, and women seem to love this. What is it we're not getting about Taylor Swift? I need to know. Educate.
Do you think men don't like Taylor Swift?
Most
I think
men,
they do.
I would say most do not.
Really?
No, it's not
Sean,
don't
what
like.
About, what do you think?
It's not
my,
don't
my
like.
Girls listen to a lot of Taylor Swift. I mean, I don't mind it. Would I, like, if I'm driving by myself,
would you
put on Taylor Swift stuff by choice? No. Yeah. But
here's what it is.
I don't think I'm the target demo either.
That's what I'm saying. To a lot of males, it's whiny, dramatic. Just stop it. Just give me something positive and energetic. Why all the whining and emotion? Just stop
well,
it.
Well, she's had a lot of hardship in her life.
No one wants
she has
to
some
hear
upbeat
about
stuff.
It.
It's not all. It's not all.
Oh,
whiny.
She has such a hard life. I feel so bad.
Yeah.
So what is it we're not getting?
But I think with the demographic, too. I think when I was in my 20s, I related more to her. You know, her songs because it was about, you know, boys, you know, being jerks.
Breaking up.
You know, breaking
oh, see?
Up.
So this
is and now as a woman and, you know, in my 40s, I look at it kind of differently because, I don't know, just.
Are you going to listen to her new stuff that just dropped?
On your drive to Jersey today?
No.
No? You can. You don't have to.
I know I can. I know I can. I like to listen to some of her, like, older songs that have, like, just a good beat to it and that. My boyfriend's going to hate me for this.
See, he's like me. He's annoyed by that woman, right? He is. If I was dumped by someone, I wouldn't listen to heartbreak or emotional songs. I'd listen to something to
heavy
get
metal?
Me pumped up. Yeah, get me feeling
although
better.
Although sometimes
and
you want to be
and, like,
sad,
move
though.
On. I never want to be sad.
No, sometimes you just have to feel. Well, this is part of your problem. You have all your emotions bottled up and you stay strong for the family. You can't do that.
When it rains, Joe throws on Taylor Swift.
Oh, maybe.
That's the
only
time.
Or when it snows.
That's the only time, yeah. Whenever the weather's bad, that's when Joe will throw
what
it
about,
out.
Do you have like, what's your song?
I don't know if this is embarrassing or not, but I, especially when I clean the house, I listen to Wham.
Oh, I love George Michael.
Wake me up before you go go. I mean, I listened to it so much like in eighth grade. So I know every song by heart. And I love to sing it loudly in my house by myself.
Do you follow the band? What happened to the other guy? Did he die?
I don't know about the other guy. Obviously, George Michael died. And I was sad about that when that happened. But yeah, I don't know the other guy. But
Sean, you a big Wham guy or no?
Wham's good.
Wham's great.
Good upbeat.
Good
stuff.
Beat. Yeah. I like Cyndi Lauper too.
Yeah, I listen to Olivia Newton-John, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Magic.
Yeah.
Look at the hands. The jazz hands.
The jazz hands.
What was the other question?
This one?
I have a theory on the CR, and they can text me if I'm
okay,
right.
Okay, here we go.
The control room.
Oh, you're right. It's the control room.
James,
but if
they
way to
but,
go, guys.
But if they wanted to be
it.
Sneaky, why would they do this? You wanted to make it look like all the other ones, and you crumbled up. They put a little fold.
They folded it.
They wouldn't put the CR if they didn't want you to know.
Yeah, that's true.
This one is geared towards you.
Give it to me.
Maybe I'll have Mindy read it.
You can do two in a row.
Should I read it?
Yeah, let Mindy read it.
All right, I'll read it. Okay. Thanks for picking for me. Sure. Okay. I think we had this one before. Who's tighter with a buck, Joe or Kurt Aaron?
We ended last week.
Yes,
with that.
They okay. seem to both have the first communion money. Oh, my God, their first communion
There's
money.
Nothing cheap about me. Yeah. So I don't know where that person would get that idea.
That's not entirely true.
Okay, give me some
you
example.
Like a good deal. You like a good
Who
deal.
Who doesn't like a good deal?
Well, especially some bikes. People just like throw their money around and don't care. And I mean, sometimes you would rather spend more than less, I guess.
I'm
you don't use coupons.
All my decisions in life are very Spock-like. I use logic. For everything. So you're not going to see a ring on me because jewelry is a waste of money. What's the purpose of jewelry? For me to show off, look at all my money?
No, more so like, not look at me, I'm a married man. Ah.
It's not logical, so I don't do any illogical things,
this
which
sounds
is a waste
like,
of money.
So I don't know if many of you probably don't realize, Joe goes around in the newsroom all morning long giving people weird scenarios
yes.
about what they would do.
I do.
If you were in a runaway train and there were nuns on one side and babies on the other, which
true.
One would you choose?
This is true. This is all true.
So he does this all the time. It's
is
kind
this
of annoying.
Like this?
So yeah, this is kind of a similar thing. This is from Tanya in Nanticoke.
Wait, I let your baby and nuns one. So there's nuns on one side of the track.
I think you've said that one to me before. Yeah. So that's why I'm coming up with that. Because I don't come up with these things. All right. Tanya from Nanticoke says, you're walking through the woods when you come across a black suitcase. It contains $1 million and a bloodstained piece of paper with the word don't written on it. Will you take the suitcase with you or leave it?
Ooh.
Like it's a mystery, right?
Just settle up the woods.
It says don't. It's
just,
bloodstained.
Just
don't.
Don't.
And all this money. And
$1 million.
Bloodstained letter that says no, don't.
I've got two kids almost in college. I've got one kid in college, one kid about to go. And man, I'm taking the suitcase.
You really would?
Oh, God, yeah.
Bloodstained note that says don't.
Yeah. Oh,
really
I don't care.
Would.
I don't care.
You're not calling authorities.
Whatever. No.
Don't be fake for
taking
TV
it.
Purposes.
Taking
Mindy's,
it, baby.
Mindy's calling the police, and she's like, "I was walking through the woods, and I found this bloodstained note that just
says
don't.
Don't. No money with it." Yeah.
That's funny.
I would let them know about the bloodstained note just in case it was an important clue for a murder or something. But
I wonder, like,
that's
how,
all that was
how
there.
Deep in the woods, and I'd first look around for like a trail cam or something.
Oh, that's true.
So I'd look in every direction.
Yeah, John Quinones jumps out
yeah,
behind
right.
a tree.
That's true. What would you do? just taking it and running?
That is a tough one, isn't
that
it?
Is
it's tempting.
Yeah.
Because you know it's dirty money.
Probably.
Yeah, you want to be a part of dirty money?
What would you do, Carrie?
Is it going to lead to trouble? Especially the don't is scary.
I mean, I could use... $1 million.
Who couldn't? But what do you? What, you
hey,
know.
You know what? I like to live dangerously, so I'm going to take it.
No
and
joke, you
go, girl.
I'm going to run like heck.
You go,
nope,
girl.
No, not kidding. You two are not. Kidding.
Oh yeah. Yes. Oh yeah.
On.
I'm not kidding. Around.
I watch serial killer documentaries. That bloody note could be like a ruse. Could be
yeah,
fake.
But who would have done all that?
I don't know, and why?
If it were an empty, if it were a suitcase with money but no letter, then you'd be like, oh, someone must have dropped this. It fell out of
a bank robber. A bank robber dropped it.
This is literally telling you don't mess around.
It just says don't.
Don't
what though?
Yeah, don't
I mean,
what?
Right.
Yeah, don't.
We don't
what.
Know what you're
wasn't
not
very
supposed
clear.
To do.
It could be don't not take.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Not
don't
so
leave
gonna,
that money.
Don't
here.
Leave
it
the money.
It could be
here.
About take it.
A double negative. Maybe don't not.
Really.
Don't not take.
Don't not take it.
Don't
double
not
negative.
Take
double
money.
Exactly.
That's a tough one. I don't.
That
think
was a
I
good one, Tanya. I like that.
I'd call the authorities.
Yeah, I guess I probably
and hope for a reward.
Yeah, I'm sadly.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'd like to think
I would take
here.
The money.
Two criminals here. I wouldn't.
I mean, I'd like to think I would take the money, but probably when it came down to it, I'd probably end up calling.
I would feel guilty all the rest of my life, I guess.
You know what I do? I find dirty cops.
Ooh.
I take it to them. And
or
they'd give me 30% of it.
Maybe it would make me feel better if I said I found $500,000 in the suitcase.
Yes. That's a great idea, Sean. I hadn't even thought of that.
Keep $500,000, leave $500,000 in it, then maybe you don't feel as guilty.
You're an evil genius.
Sean, you know what the answer to that is?
That's what I would do, probably.
You know what the answer to that is? Don't.
Don't.
Don't. Don't.
This is from Rob C. If Joe could go back in time and assume that the same awareness and money would be raised, would he want Gojo to be the event it has become? I know he often talks about how nervous he gets with meeting the public.
Oh.
That's a good question.
I'd go back in time knowing. Keep in mind, this bike ride started when I was a part-time employee here, and I was a full-time science teacher, and I had summers off. So I wanted to do some good for humanity. And I thought, oh, I have 2 months off in the summer. I'm a teacher. I'll go for a bike ride, try to raise money for charity. And WNEP agreed, and we set up this relationship with St. Joe's, and the first bike ride was maybe $10,000 I raised. It was great.
I thought you just wanted to save your job, though.
No job saving. There was no hoopla, but there was no cameras. There was no people gathering. It was just me and a bike, and I went to Atlantic City and back. Yep. And then year after year grew, and now I'm hugging babies. I'm kissing babies, hugging politicians.
People are giving you suitcases
thousands
of money.
Oh, now there's big donors involved, hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's not in my personality to like any of that. I don't like pomp and circumstance, and now I'm thrust into it. The very thing I hate, I am a part of.
But that makes the fundraiser better because you're sacrificing.
It's all for the good of St. Joe, so I would do it knowing everything that happened, I would do it all over again, even though it makes me very uncomfortable.
The more uncomfortable you are, the more we enjoy it.
Yes.
Well, are you guys good in a crowd of people? Is anybody? That's not my thing. It's uncomfortable. When I'm on TV, I know there's 400,000 people watching, but it's a camera.
They're not here.
They're not here. When I see them, I get very uncomfortable. I don't like all that.
It doesn't bother me. Both Carrie and I have done theater, so we're like very used. In fact, when I switched from doing theater to doing television, I missed the crowd reaction.
Yes.
Because you get a quick feedback.
You get that energy.
Right.
I get that when I teach, too. So I know
that's
what you
true.
Mean. I know the feeling.
That's true.
But it's still different when you're out winging it in front of all these towns and municipalities and mayors and random people.
Well, I think it's especially hard because you're on a bicycle for so many miles, and
that's
then you have
the
to have more
too,
energy.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of energy to greet all those people.
Thank you.
Yes.
But you can't say that because then you sound like a jerk.
I know. I get it. I get it. But it's true, though. It takes a lot of energy.
Yeah. So I would still do it even knowing what it's spun into, which is awesome.
I think
it's Carrie.
Right, you're up, Joe. That was your question.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No more CR.
We need more CR.
I don't have confirmation.
Anyone is welcome to have their
But I'm going to guess that was correct.
All right. The question is for Mindy Ramsey, Nikki Kreis, and John Mayer, and Joe Snedeker. Why did he have to list them? Like, what is your favorite holiday? Da, 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 da. I'm going to go first since I picked this. That's Benjamin Delp from Williamsport. Mine really is easy, and I'm not kidding around about this. Every day is a holiday for me, and every holiday takes me away from the everyday life, and I don't like any holidays. That's the truth.
Every holiday is torture for you.
It's just I like my life. Every day is like a vacation for me. I like my job. I like simple life, going for a bike ride, you know, hiking and spending time with my wife and kids. Every holiday brings people and obligations and spending money. No. I like St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. That's the one you like.
Yeah. So how about you guys? Everyone's going to say Christmas.
Well, I'll take Nikki's spot. I mean, yes, I'm going to say Christmas just because my birthday's around Christmas. And just as a kid, the magic of Christmas.
Okay. As a kid, I loved Christmas too.
Yeah. But it just has a warm place in my heart.
It really does. So your favorite holiday, Christmas?
I would say Christmas, yeah. I know I'm...
No, it's cliche, but you're being honest, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I, You know,
to me, it's the worst holiday of the year. No joke.
At least I didn't say Easter.
And I'm not a Scrooge. A week before Christmas is better than Christmas. 3 weeks after Christmas is better than Christmas. I like every day.
I don't like the stress of Christmas as
That's what I'm talking about. The cooking, the decorations, the get this, buy that, the nonsense on TV, commercialism.
I did enjoy it more as a kid because I didn't have to go buy.
Yes, you just sat back and got.
But as I got older and more people kind of faded into the background, so I'm not buying gifts for everybody. Now I'm buying gifts for just a few people in my life who I love very much. So.
I can give you a list for this year if you need to know what's about me.
If I could get that $1 million in that suitcase.
Are you a Christmas girl too? You going to Christmas?
I do like Christmas, but what Carrie said, the stress of it, especially if I feel like, not to be genderist or sexist, but I feel like for the moms, it's so much work.
Because
like,
you guys create the stress.
No, we have to do all the stuff.
You don't have to.
We have to. But anyway.
I want a man Christmas one year. Leave everything up to us.
How would the kids feel if we didn't get them presents? Right?
Get them a gift card.
No.
Santa takes care of it.
Santa takes care of it. That's
what about
true.
The cooking and the baking and decorating?
All
what
that stuff. I feel like it's a lot of stress, the decorating, all the stuff.
They create
so
this.
My favorite holiday is...
You can't create something and then say you don't like it.
Halloween. I love Halloween.
What?
I love Halloween.
I'm a big fan of Halloween, too, so that's going to be number two on my list.
Yeah, because we have so many kids that come to our house in our neighborhood.
No real obligation.
And, I get to hand out. And I love, seeing all their costumes. And I absolutely love the tradition from northeastern Pennsylvania where you make them tell you a joke or sing a song, which was not part of my childhood. We didn't do that. So I now make them do that. And some of them look at me like, what? And I'm like, I'm sorry. This is what you have to do.
Who's this weird old lady?
I know. And I don't care. I make them do it.
And also no long mass.
Right. That's true. No long mass.
Plus
So Halloween is my favorite.
Halloween for me too.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And it's more of the decorating for me.
Yeah, you do a lot of decorating.
Wow.
Yeah, the decorating's my favorite part. And the girls love Halloween. It just same thing. It's fun all the way around.
What about 4th of July is awesome. I love the 4th of July. That's going to be tied with St. Patrick's Day.
I'm not going to love it this year when I have to go to bed at 6:30.
I know,
Take off. You're a big shot here at WNEP. Yeah, take a vacation day. No obligations, no decorating, nowhere to go. 4th of July is awesome. You just go have fun.
Yeah.
Parties outside, picnics. Cheer up, girlfriend.
Weather's
Carrie can't wait to leave for this to end because she's getting in her car and she's going south.
Yeah, another bike rodeo.
No.
Are you going on another bike rodeo?
No.
She's turning into a biker babe.
How about Easter? Is Easter on anyone's list? Do you like that?
Easter's fun,
I have a question for Joe. This is from Ben. Do you believe in climate change?
Now, give me that question. There is no matter of belief. It is a fact. All deniers out there, you don't have your information correct.
You want me to do another question?
Like do a different one.
It's like saying you believe in gravity. Trust me, climate change is real. Anyone with a solid background knows that. Cancel that question.
This is a long one.
This is from Tom C. and Archibald. So this is from August. Last Friday, August 22nd, John Mindy and Carrie had a golden opportunity to introduce Anthony as the newest member of the WNAP meteorology team during the Mr. Curiosity
I was away
podcast.
That week.
Yes, that's right.
When you are the host, you find out the history of the new person, where they are from, where they are born, parents, siblings, school history, etc. No, none of that was done.
You guys didn't do
anything. They didn't let Anthony draw first.
We dropped the ball.
Anthony went last. It's just a good thing that I think the morning team is the best on TV.
We'll bring him back.
Yeah,
and we'll do it properly. Didn't go through his life.
No.
He gets I think he was a little nervous because his first podcast. So he was just really. Okay. We didn't want to put him on the spot.
That's what I love to do, though.
It was. I know you do. That's nothing.
But we're nice.
We put him on the spot during streaming and ask him awkward questions that we'd ask you, and he's.
I'm gonna bring him back and make him feel awkward. Who is this again? Tom
C.
Tom. We'll get him back, and we'll have Anthony here.
It wasn't anything like.
And we're gonna give him
I just wanted to make him feel comfortable.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I'm
going to
do the opposite. Then that's what I do
best. Okay, then you do.
Why does Joe make everyone feel uncomfortable?
I try to keep it real. That's all it is. Mindy, we don't want this fog of fakeness.
Okay. This is once again Tanya. Wow. She and I are connecting today. Every day, 12 new things arrive at your house. This is another scenario.
She's got better scenarios than me. All right.
I think we need new toner in the printer because
2 minutes. This could be a good end.
Okay. To which
12
begin?
12 new things arrive at your house.
I can't read it. All on which begin with a letter that you choose. Which letter would you pick? Okay, so 12 things are arriving at your house. But which letter? They begin with a letter. What letter would you pick? C. I would pick C.
Is this a one-time thing or every single day? It's a different. I mean, just start with A and work your way through the alphabet.
Yeah, but if you pick M, like
you only get to pick one letter.
It may not be. It may be like
ever.
Well, I picked C, and I'm getting cash and cars. So what are you getting?
Yeah, but what if it's something cheesy like
chimpanzees?
I guess it doesn't matter. There's good
or cocaine.
There's probably, yeah, I would say there's good and bad things. Any letter, does it really?
Is anyone going to pick a letter that's going to maximize the good?
There's nothing. There's no letter that's going to guarantee you something great.
Would I get cash and cars with C?
That's not. I'm sure there's tons of terrible things too.
I know, but that's what I asked for.
You choose G. Corpses. It's going to be gold. It's going to be
right.
Goldfish.
Goldfish. And not the real fish, the bag. With,
I think you guys are lame by not picking a letter. You should pick a letter.
I don't know. M.
What would come with M?
I don't know. I just picked a letter. Just picked a letter.
X.
I don't know.
Taking the M for
no, I just picked a random letter because I don't think it really matters.
Take X-rays. Definitely have. I'm being silly. Okay. X-rays or what else?
You're
going
to get a big xylophone.
Yeah, xylophone, right.
It's going to work here, right, folks. But keep the questions coming. We'll do this again next week.
It was fun.
Brownbag@WNEP.com. Peace out. Have a good weekend.
Have a good one.